USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the Bahamas continues to do so, with a powerful Category 5 Dorian expected then to head towards southeast Florida. While it's not expected to come across the shore as it was earlier, it is expected to brush the eastern coast. And the acting FEMA director, Peter Gaynor, says it's still going to cause big problems there.
We are concerned about the entire coast of Florida. It looks like West Palm Beach is where it may come close to. And what we really want to take away from this storm is that we don't have to have landfall to have this be a devastating impact on South Florida.
That is heard on CBS News. Dorian, a slow mover, expected to affect eastern Florida, especially late tomorrow, and then Georgia and the Carolinas on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka says unions are not ready to back what he calls the White House's unenforceable replacement for the NAFTA deal, despite President Trump's claims.
We want to get to yes. We've been working with trade rep Lighthizer to try to get there, and hopefully we will.
Trumka also saying on Fox News Sunday,
if Mexico can't enforce their own agreement, their own laws, then this agreement will never work because their wages will be artificially low and they will suck jobs.
Comedian Kevin Hart's recovering after a serious one-car crash yesterday in California. His Plymouth Barracuda was found in a gully off the notoriously winding Mulholland Highway in the L.A. area early yesterday morning. Although it's Hart's car, police say he wasn't driving. He was one of two passengers. They say the driver was not drunk. They had to cut the top of the car off to free the three men. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Defense Department trying to find ways to fight large-scale disinformation attacks, which it views as a threat to national security. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, wants software that can root out fake news. The goal is to eventually prevent malicious actors from using social media to further polarize society. Officials have been anticipating an avalanche of false info ahead of the 2020 election. This effort has reportedly been hamstrung, though, by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's refusal to bring election security legislation before lawmakers. Vice President Pence remains in Poland, marking the 80th anniversary of the outbreak of World War II. President Trump was originally going to make the trip, but he is staying home to oversee the response to Hurricane Dorian. The vice president met with the Polish president earlier today and said the country is close to meeting the requirements for a visa waiver program. Defending men's champion and number one seeded Novak Djokovic is out of the U.S. Open as he was forced to retire 3 games into the third set of his fourth round match against Stan Wawrinka because of a shoulder injury Sunday. Djokovic has been dealing with that injury throughout the tourney. On the women's side, Serena Williams cruised into the quarterfinals. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.